here.
Yo,
what is what's going good? On? I just
not much.
He wanted to drop off some food.
Oh, so, Lord.
That's why I pushed the time back because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get here in time. My friend, he bought like all this food for my mom to cook while she's here, and my mom finished. And she was thinking she about to store all this shit in my fridge. I said, no. I said, you either gonna come get it or I'm gonna come bring it to you because I don't have no space. So I just put it off. That's good.
Not much. I've just been relaxing because work has been chaotic as usual. I think I told you we had like cap season. So cap season's been absolutely fucking nuts. I've done roughly 32 hours of work in 3 days. It's different. And my check is going to look good, but my sleep is not. Like, you know, by the time I get off work, it's like 8 o'clock, and then I'm sitting there trying to figure out, well, if I go to bed now, I'm going to wake up too early and think about work, or maybe I'll just stay up and have a drink, watch TV, like, you know, snowfalls tonight and all that stuff. But pretty much it's just been a very busy, chaotic week. It started Monday with the Apple announcement. I'll touch on that. We had so much shit going on. And then obviously Stereo with their shit, because I'm going to talk about them also. So hopefully they hear me because, yeah, at this point.
If Greg did not talk about Stereo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I feel like every week we need to rant about Stereo. Because it seems like they get it right. Oh, go ahead.
Let me tell these people what they're about to get into. All right. Oh, so this is Loudmouth Stereo. We're doing a half and half show like Ben and Jerry's. Shout out to Ben and Jerry's this week for really standing on what they believe in. This is Loudmouth Stereo. My name is Shan. That is Greg. Greg, you can find his podcast on Young Black and Bothered. Sometimes he's doing solo, which sounds terrific. Sometimes he's with the squad, okay? You can find me on She Gets It Podcast or on Cozy Moon Podcast, talking about parenting shit for those who can't pull out correctly. And this show is a half and half. Why? Because we're doing half going through our weekly rants that we have and how you can support us and support Loudmouth Stereo. Then we're going to do another half of the show that's really juicy, okay? The topic is going to be said, it's going to be shared with those who really care, and it's going to come right after this show, right after this hot hour, okay? And we're going to hit y'all with the facts of what we really want to talk about today. So today, you're going to hear some rants on this hump day. You're going to hear about, you know, what Apple got up their sleeve, because it is skeevy. You're going to hear about, you know, what's really going on with this new shit and prices for different shit going up that I want to talk about. My rant and my pissed offness about motherfucking doctor's office and the way that they're canceling appointments without telling people. Also, people and etiquette on asking for a favor that's really some higher shit that Greg also will be dabbling into. And, you know, talk about it all. So y'all in for a good show. And if you really want a good show, you can have a second one after this coming up, and we'll get into that. So, exactly. Greg, go in. You can start with this Apple shit. Because when I felt like, okay, Apple is doing something that podcasters deserve, and we deserve to get paid for the shows that we're putting out. At least the consistent ones do. The ones that do 6 shows a year, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. But the ones that come correct and give you consistent show after consistent show, and it comes on Apple, and we break down descriptions and give y'all what y'all need to get through y'all motherfucking week and the jobs you hate, we deserve to get paid on all platforms, I feel like. So when you brought it up to me that Apple is going to be paying content creators, I was like, all right, cool. Then when they email me connecting to the iTunes Connect, and they were like, yeah, for an annual fee. I was like, okay, that's Apple-like. How the fuck are you going to charge content creators a fee so they can get paid for something they already been doing? You basically saying, you want to be my pimp, you want to get a cut, and you want to give me some sense out of it. No, I'm going to stay. We going to stay on Red Circle where y'all can donate however y'all like. And we don't have to pay Red Circle for anybody that's listening to donate to Loud Vow Stereo or Young Black and Bothered or She Gets It. Why the fuck would I go out my way and pay Apple yearly so I can get paid?
Exactly. Here we are. So just to, you know, go with what Shan said, the Apple Podcast app, if you guys use that, I'm personally not a fan. I use Overcast for anybody who's asking. The Apple Podcast app is changing next week with the release of iOS 14.5. There's a lot of good things that are going to be coming into iOS 14.5. But at this point, like, I would suggest everybody, if you're not on it, jump to it when it gets there. It's going to be a great update. With the Apple Podcast app itself, they have the word subscribe change into follow, channels where you can like group your shows, a smart playback button that will pretty much start a listener with the right episode. So say, for example, you know, every Monday you want to hear NPR, Apple Podcasts will do that. The only issue with that is obviously a lot of podcasts aren't set on a schedule. Like, you know, Shan and I, we just drop shows whenever we want to. So you don't want to have like our episode show up one week and then we're not there. And then it's like you open your phone and NPR is there and you don't fuck with NPR. I know a lot of people who subscribe to a lot of podcasts on Apple Podcasts and they don't forget them. So you just don't want to randomly wake up and it's a show you haven't listened to in like 3 years. So be mindful of that. But this Apple Podcast thing for the creators, it's starting to, the more I talk about it, the more it pisses me off. So they're launching not only Podcast Plus for people to listen and pay, which I'll get into later. They're doing a new website that helps creators stay informed of the things like the metrics and stuff like that. Apple Podcast Connect has a dashboard with like stats and control, including like the geographical restrictions, multiple users, so you and your co-host can actually look at your listens. And the podcasters have received an email with this information, which Shan just talked about. They're also adding a paid podcast subscription in May. So you can set your own price for your own show, similar to how it is on Stereo. Now, I'll get into Stereo and I'll make that really brief. That's going to be like 3 minutes. Now, mind you, brief 3 minutes, it sounds like a lot, whatever. The details of this Apple Podcast subscription shit, though, there's a lot of fine lines that the more I read them, the more they'll probably piss Shan off. So Apple Podcasts, they will take a 30% commission of the subscription price for a subscriber's first year and then dropping to 15% for additional years. As a podcaster, if you want to list freemium or paid podcasts, there's also a $19.99 fee. There's also a $99 year fee to sell apps with Apple already. Now, what this means for you as a listener, say, for example, Shan and I decide Young Black and Bothered, She Gets It. We are dropping freemium shows. Freemium shows, like similar to how we will be doing it tonight. Tonight, you get the first hour for free, and then the second hour, you go behind the paywall. With that being said, the freemiums mean on Apple Podcasts that you will have the free show that's free, and then the paid ones, you can actually nickel and dime people, or if they pay $19 a year or whatever you price them as, they can get those bonus episodes. There's no exclusivity clause, which means you can make your show available for subscription on other platforms as well. This is where it gets good. The reason why I say this is because there's no other platform that does this outside of Apple. So Luminary, you know how Spotify has like Spotify Premium. You can only list your podcast on Spotify. Apple don't work that way. Apple's like, you know what? If you go over to there, you know, if you go over to Spotify, you go over to Luminary and it's a premium show, you have to actually, you know, you have to be a subscriber to get that particular episode. I don't know how that's going to work with other platforms. Don't ask me. It's all working out. You can also offer a free trial, which is technically what we are doing tonight and what they will be doing in the future. And that is kind of like behind the Apple paywall or whatever. Paid podcasts are hosted by Apple, not by your podcast host. This is where I'm confused. It says subscriber audio is only accessible on Apple Podcasts and is protected by the digital rights management. You will be uploading uncompressed WAV files or FLAC files. Apple will do the audio compression and will also handle analytics. Here's where I was kind of confused. I don't upload shit to Apple. I go to the platform that I host all of my episodes on, and it gets handled that way. And the last thing I want to do is facilitate all of my shit through Apple, especially knowing that they're taking 30% commission the first year and 15% the next. That one's kind of fucking with me. They haven't made any announcements about transcripts, you know, because some people are, you know, deaf or, you know, things like that, and they can't hear the audio. So a lot of people look at visual, like transcript podcasts. They don't know if that's going to be there yet. Podcasters can set pricing and availability. It will be available in 170 territories. Patreon, though, there are a lot of people who probably say Patreon, what about them? Like, you know, I subscribe to a podcast on Patreon and stuff like that. The good thing with Patreon is when you subscribe to anything on Patreon, you get a link, which is like your like distinct link where you can go and put it into another show. Like you can go and put it into there. With Patreon, the issue, and I know I've done this a couple of times, shout out to some of the podcasts I've listened to previously. I've since canceled those subscriptions. If you have that unique link on Patreon, until they cancel it, so to speak, you can continue to use it. So say, for example, Joe Button, he decides to go and have his Patreon podcast, right? You subscribe for a month and you cancel. You cancel that show, like you cancel your subscription, and you still have that link. As long as that link works, you can still get episodes. That's the loophole with Patreon. I don't know how Apple's going to work. And the reason for that is because as a podcaster, imagine someone subscribes for a month and then they're still getting episodes. You're still getting metrics and it's, you know, 400 people are listening to your show a week, but you only have 200 subscribers. You'll wonder why. And that's because people can still use those unique links. So hopefully they have fixed that with Apple. Patreon has not fixed that yet. Unlike Patreon, however, supporting cast or similar models, Apple Podcasts will not give you access to any personal data about your paid subscribers, like their names or emails. This is, it's kind of just like, it's disheartening because
it's a benefit only for Apple.
Yeah. Like they get to see who's paying for people's shows because they can go and say, you know, we have people who have premium content on our podcast platform instead of having like the Black Guy Who Tips and the Read and all them that are like pretty much Spotify exclusive. And, you know, that stuff's behind a paywall. Apple's like, hey, we got people over here, too, but we know their metrics. Like nobody. Yeah. Here's the thing. Nobody honestly that podcasts for real knows their complete metrics, cares about their complete metrics. Or most importantly, like for me specifically, when I see the metrics, I'm always trying to figure out how to get more. And the answer is you'll never know because 1 week it could be fire. The next week it could be blah. Like it just. Things, this is different variables like holidays, weekends, Christmas, shit like that. Like there's so many dynamics to it. It doesn't even matter. Basically that was my rant about the Apple Podcast Plus and the premium content. Shan, did you have anything to say about it?
Get your money however you've already been getting your money. Every product that is Apple affiliated, Apple always benefits the most. Their phones, their computers. When your shit is not working correctly, the first thing they tell you in there, you might have to just go ahead and update the device and buy the new one. Or this can't be updated, or it needs to be replaced. They always looking for the solution of you getting something that costs more than fixing what the fuck you have. This is my thing.
Yeah.
Greg and I, we already have cross-promotion where we can cross-promote with other podcasters on Red Circle, which we appreciate. Red Circle is web-based. It's free. That's who hosts our shows. And you can donate at any time through our links for our show for Young Black and Bothered or She Gets a Podcast, any amount of money you want. And Red Circle is not taking anything out of it. Apple can go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Oh, let me add this one. So there are already some platforms who are already saying that they're going to go all in on this. Number one is Luminary. Luminary is adding their shows to Apple Podcast subscriptions. All 35 original podcasts will be available in Apple Podcast Luminary channel. So that's one good thing is they have channels. So say, for example, Shan has multiple like shows. You can do a channel and then you can have people subscribe to that channel and then get all those episodes. So Luminary's price is $5.99 a month on both Luminary's app and Apple Podcasts, though there's a cheaper annual option in a Luminary app. So basically, you know how that works. NPR will be a launch partner, and they will go and have paid podcast platforms and blah, 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 blah. Notice I've said Luminary and NPR. People mostly know about those two platforms, right? Here's where shit gets dicey. Podcasters like us, and I'm adding us into the bundle because I don't want to seem like I'm hating on other podcasts and shit like that. So let me, now that that disclaimer is out of the way, I have to be completely honest. Not everybody is getting my money.
Period. Right.
A lot of my fellow podcasters either don't be talking about shit or don't give enough content that requires me to actually pay for a premium. That's no disrespect to them. There's no knock to them. I'm just saying, if I know for a fact that I listen to you, like I listened to Forget That Yo today, I listened to Baylor Show last week, I listened to your shows, I listened to Paco's, like I know my regular rotation of shows. But what's going to happen with this new platform is everybody's going to be like, well, shit, like Apple's giving us the option to have, you know, podcasts and stuff like that. But what's going to happen is people won't go, it's going to be like fucking stereo. And that's probably why my rant is going to shift to stereo in a minute, where people are going to start having subscriptions for bullshit ass content. And nobody's going to pay for that. Like when I mean that shit, there's going to be a lot of people who will do what I've seen podcasters do. And, you know, anyway, they're like, okay, I got a Patreon link. And it's like, okay, you got bonus content, but where's the bonus content? And it's like, okay, I'm paying you $5 a month or $10 a month. And you drop a show a month or two shows. I'm like, no, we need fucking content.
And let me say this. Some podcasters are really good at the Patreon bonus content where they'll do videos or they'll do lives and the audience can interact while they're recording. And that's good. If you have a team that does the video, if you have someone that'll control, you know, what was said on the chat while you're trying to record so your mind can be in that mind frame. It's a lot of fucking work. I have a Patreon, but do I really use it? No, because it's just too much. It's a lot of demand if you're just one person and there is no team. But if you have a team of people, like people who have like five people on the podcast or people, like out of left field where it's like 13 of them, they would benefit from a motherfucking Patreon, but they have YouTube and they also post the audio. You just have to know what works for you. I'm not in a place where I'm hiring a team just so I can hit all avenues. And when I think about people subscribing, which is why I told you, Greg, when we got the subscription option on here, that everybody's charging $5 for a subscription for them to have a discussion on stereo. My thing is, what's the benefit for the listener? Why are you worth $5 for me to listen to your show? And that's how I think whenever I'm selling anything. What is it going to benefit that customer or that client to come to me for anything? What am I giving? And a lot of people on here aren't giving shit for a subscription. The audacity to have a subscription. So when me and Greg talk, I was like, well, let's just do it at $3 just to see. Anybody, even if it's like your first time, you just want to see what the fuck our show is about, you have $3. I'm never going to come out my face and be like $5, because when Netflix started, wasn't that shit like $5.99?
Yep.
Now they damn near $20.
Yep. That's my issue with it. And, you know, I'm hoping that Apple doesn't go and kind of like sour grape the podcast feel, because once I start having to dictate my subscriptions with podcasts, like I know which one, like I have to subscribe to Forget That Yo. I'm subscribed to the Black Guy Who Tips and stuff. Like the ones I need to support, I know I will support. But there are gonna be a lot of podcasters who haven't podcasted in years or months or weeks. They're just gonna all of a sudden pop up with a subscription plan. It's like, yo, like you haven't done a show in 6 months. Nobody's checking for that shit. I've had shows that I've looked for, no bullshit. And I'm like, yo, like the last time they actually had a show, I've been waiting on them. Like I've actually tweeted, like, say, for example, like I'm a fan of like Straight Outta Low Cash. And this, again, this is not me shading them or nothing like that. I listen to Straight Outta Low Cash, and I've been listening to them back when they were doing this shit, like, in, I want to say it was a studio. Either way, they were doing it, wherever they were doing it, and it was the original guys. Since then, they have branched out to be a network with multiple shows. Would I pay for that? Abso-fucking-lutely. What I'm not paying for is a podcast who has not done a show in a year, and they're like, wait, we can go and do a subscription model? Yeah, we'll do a couple episodes. There was one, I won't say their name because I'm not a shady guy, but they told us last year that, hey, we're going on break, and they came back for like an episode. And they were like, hey, we have a schedule of how many things we're going to do and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, bet, like, this sounds good. I'm going to have all these episodes to look forward to, TV reviews and shit like that. I'm like, damn, like, this is going to be great. They disappeared for 4 fucking months. I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give them another chance. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep being subscribed. Because this is the thing. When you're subscribed to a podcast, even if they don't do a show in a year, it won't matter to you because you stop hearing it. So when you see a new episode, you're kind of excited. But the issue is you're excited for that one fucking week. And then they go disappear for 4 months. That's what I don't want happening with podcast subscription, where people forget. I know for a fact that I forget that I paid for shit until, like, it's too late. I didn't realize I paid $3 for an OnlyFans just to try the shit out. Sometimes I like looking at ass. So I paid $3.99 for it. And I looked at my credit card today. That shit said $9.99. I was like, wait a fucking minute. There's nothing I paid for that is $10. There's no piece of pussy on planet Earth that's going to make me pay $9 to view it. Not at all. So naturally, me being, you know, a white woman of color, I go and I contact OnlyFans. I say, yo, what the fuck am I paying for that is $9.99? They said, have you checked your subscriptions? I was like, yes, I am not subscribed to anything that was $9.99. They said, did you do a trial? I said, I probably did. Let me go check. And I looked at my receipts and it said $3.99. What I did not realize is they said $3.99 for 30 days. Here's the issue. I was in day 26 of this fucking trial. So I'm sitting there like, yo, like, was I supposed to? They're like, yeah, we like proactively charge you at the beginning or the end of the month, depending on when you subscribe. I said, oh, fuck this. Nobody's getting my money at this point. So if you got an OnlyFans, that shit better have a free tier. Like, and I mean that because, again, I don't care how pretty your pussy is or how big your ass is. I am not paying $10 for it. Absolutely fucking not. When you think about what costs $10, $20, Netflix, Hulu, nothing should cost that much. That is a perfect transition for Stereo. Stereo, ladies and gentlemen. Holy hell. How did we get?
Before we get into Stereo, this is my thing. If you think about all of the things you subscribe to, whether it's Stars, HBO Max, your internet, I heard Netflix went up on their price again.
Yep.
When it comes to something that was once free and now all of a sudden because they're giving people the option for it not to be free, is no longer free, people are really going to think, do I need this? Do I need to listen to this? And if all you're doing is coming on here, having the same basic conversation about the same topics that 15 other podcasters are talking about right now. Nobody wants to subscribe to that shit, and nobody's going to keep it. If you're coming with something original and you're actually entertaining people for your 45-minute show or your 30-minute show or your 2-hour show, and people are consistent and they don't mind that subscription, they will stay. So I think it's going to clear out the people who aren't coming with what they need to come with as far as recording, and I think is going to keep the people that are actually putting their hands in this shit, their feet in this shit, their ass in this shit, they're investing money into their shit and their product, and is evident.
Yeah. Oh, like, say for example, like people who have co-hosts. I have co-hosts. Shit's about to get real, because at least for me, and I'll have this meeting with them later. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, yo, if we decide to do this freemium thing where we'll still give our regular content, like, list of shows. I do not mind giving people the shit that they've already been listening to for years for free. I think that's how that should work. All models should work like that. The shit that people have already subscribed to, they should be getting. Like, say, for example, like the New York Times. The reason why I won't subscribe to shit like that is because I can go read that news anywhere else. and probably have it be, you know, better written and stuff like that. But when it's your content, you've been, okay.
No, I was just saying, right. You're completely right.
Yeah. So for me, like, I don't want to have our subscribers and lose that listener following because I decided that, you know what? I'm going to take all of my shows and make them premium. There was a podcast I used to listen to called Baby Boy Podcast. One of my favorite podcasts from like 2017, I believe. And shout out to them. I don't know if they still do shows anymore because they warned people that they were going premium. And I was like, damn, they're going premium. And this is when premiums like Patreon and stuff like that first took off. So I was like, yo, I really want to pay for premium. Let me see. And the thing is, it went from being a weekly show to a whenever we want to do it show. And I was like, yo, I'm not paying monthly for that. And so I was wondering, I was like, okay, like, is that what we're going to have to deal with when it comes to these subscription models? I don't want to have to pay. Like, I need to know what the fuck I'm paying into. When you forget that, yo, and you get other shows like that, they can tell you straight up in the package, hey, for $5 a month, you get 3 bonus episodes a month or something like that. You get a shout out on the bonus podcast and the regular podcast and stuff like that. You will play your voicemail. Like, those are things that are incentives. Here, though, when it comes to Apple Podcasts and now Stereo, because I got to transition to that. When it goes into Stereo, a lot of shit that I see that people are paying for, they're not getting anything. They're in a room with people who aren't talking. It's like, yo, I'm paying to be a part. Like, it's almost like I'm peeking in your window and you let the window in and then all you're doing is playing Madden. Because that's what a lot of those things are. I've paid for like 4 subscriptions on here. And I was sitting here, I was like, you know what? I'll pay it at $5. Like, I have it right now. Go ahead. Let me just pay for the $5. I heard everything under the sun. I heard people starting car engines and, you know, going and picking up food, eating. I'm like, yo, I did not pay for that. Now, someone would say, well, you knew what you were getting into. Here's the thing. You don't. You don't. Like, a lot of the quality has gone down because now people have the ability to be paid without having to worry about a fucking leaderboard. And that's Stereo's fault. Stereo, I'm talking to you right now. This is my personal opinion. You want us to do all the work for you. And even though you're not taking a cut, you're not taking a large sum, whatever the fuck you're taking or not, you definitely bait and switched. And as a result, the listening value for the customers has dwindled. I remember when rooms would have 20, 30, 40, 50 people. Now I look at them and there's like 7, 8, 9 people, us included. Yeah. And the reason why is because people, I don't want to say they're like me, but they think with their wallets. And it's like, yo, everybody can't get $5.99. Everybody can't get $9.99. No disrespect to the witches on here. I know they're nice. They go on every day and they talk for 4 hours. I would gladly pay for them. But you know what I don't want to pay for? Listen to people talk for 6 hours about every and anything.
That's not the thing. Can I say this in this Stereo hodgepodge of rant? How the fuck do 2 people consistently show up day in and day out and at night and on the weekends doing shows? Like, for instance, those 2 witches that be on here talking, and only one of them has a subscription option.
Exactly.
Hey, how do 2 people consistently come on here and do shows that they both are a part of, and you only verify one of them?
Exactly. It's the blatant disrespect for me. Them, here's the thing. Not only are they good at what they do, personally, it's not my, I won't say it's not my, like, my thing. It's not my jam. I have listened when I can listen, when I have opportunities to listen. But what I don't do, like, I work during the day. And, you know, if I'm not on Clubhouse, I'm actually listening to actual podcasts. My issue with them is when they do give great content, they give great content. They should be paid for that. Yes, they should. Both of them, though. Both people should be paid. That's number one. Number two, they've given Stereo so much content that could be a podcast episode. I know for a fact they talked. If I equated the minutes that they talked in here over the past 7 to 8 months, that's easily 200 shows. Easily. If they got somebody to edit that shit down and just make it podcast every day, they're technically like NPR. Now, I hate calling them witches. They call themselves witches. And I'm sure they're great people. But right now, like you said, one of them has the paid thing and the other one doesn't. I'm like, yo, why? Why can't they both have it? It's really weird to me. But, you know, outside of them, I will say there are some people, certain people, I look at their content. I'm happy at the fact that they have the ability to have people subscribe. But I've noticed that the quality of the conversation, whatever it could be, has dwindled. I literally sat and watched people watch a show and talk about it live.
I hate that, and I hate it on Twitter.
Yo, like, I sat there
tonight. That is going to be snowfall. It's going to be all over Twitter. You can't go on your Twitter.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, say for example, like I'm sure that there's somebody on here who will review Snowfall live. Here's the thing: I don't want you to review the shit live. I want you to watch it and then come back with your review or your recap. That is paid content. Yeah. Imagine right now if you had to, like, we pay for cable and shit like that. But imagine at, like, other than like CNN and Fox and stuff like that, where they are giving you breaking news and stuff like that, you're watching like reality TV. It's already pre-taped, right? And they're telling you, you know what? I'll be right back. Like, you know, I'm going to go do my thing. You stay right here really quick. I'm going to go and make a drink. I'm going to go and use the bathroom. Hold on right quick. I'm going to go on mute for 4 minutes and then I'm going to come back for 4 hours.
Y'all hear that?
Hey, you paid me $4.99.
Greg's out here paying for cable. I'm out here running extension cords for my neighbor's house.
Oh, see, trust me, I definitely use IPTV, but I'm not going to incriminate myself because, you know, I like to keep my nice things. I can get on our next rant, in a day or two, whenever we do the next rant, I'll talk about Verizon, how I paid them almost $280 a month for what? Shit. And yeah. So put a pin in that. We got two voicemails. I know they're probably in here like, yo, play the fucking voicemail. Y'all talking too much. But that's the thing. When you talk too much and it's good shit, this is the content that you would pay for.
All right, let's see.
That's the difference between podcast and
conversation. Well, I know you probably will touch on this in a few, but I know Stereo is actually following the same model. So for the first, I guess, few months until they decide, they're going to allow all of the subscribers to donate and subscribe to you, and that money goes directly to you. And then they're going to take their 30% cut as well.
Yep. Ask them. That's what I tell people. Didn't get it. Didn't understand. Leave another voicemail, maybe. But, you know, shout out to them for leaving a voicemail. But what, you know, homegirl was saying before about the 30% cut. Here's the, I don't mind taking a cut because you're allowing me to host my shit. But if you're allowing me to host my shit, I want my messages. Hey, shut up. So.
And this is the other thing. Stereo, from the jump, was always about you're making money or you're making anything from this is dependent on you. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And that's fine. Apple was never from the jump. You do a show on here, you put your show on here, you make money. Now that they see other platforms making and monetizing from podcasters instead of it being something free, they want to hop their bitch asses on.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm grateful for what Stereo has given us. I'm not like, and I know you are too, like, we're grateful for the opportunity to be content creators on here and stuff like that. I'm very grateful and appreciative of that. However, what I don't appreciate is the fact that as content creators, as people on said platform, when we ask for things, we can't get them. Like, I've been asking for what we joined here, what, October? I've been asking for a very long time now. You know what? Every once in a while, let's have a third person on, a fourth person on, to have a fleshed out conversation. And a lot of people, they have their tribe on here. They have their two or three people that they talk to. And the new people, they kind of like, I don't want to say they came in late, but it's like, yo, it's going to be hard to talk to, like, the other people, like the people, like, with the check marks and shit like that, including us. If you want to talk to us, you can definitely talk to us and stuff like that. Messages, you can set up an appointment, stuff like that. But it's not going to get you anywhere. Like, does that make sense? Like, before it was like, okay, it could get you some money on a leaderboard. It can get you, you know, more followers. It can get you that. But now the thing is, Stereo is kind of stagnant because you introduce this pay method, but the pay method is pretty much telling you, hey, all the good shit people are going to talk about is in the other parts of the show. Like us tonight, we're doing this other paid part, but a lot of people don't do it. It's like, you know what, we talk for an hour, we have our banter, stuff like that, and then the actual meat and potatoes of the show, hey, that's behind a paywall at a reasonable price. Does that make sense? Like, I've seen people like, oh, it's $10 a month. I'm like, yo, do you know what $10 can get you? Yo, that's a lot of fucking money.
Listen, I think our motherfucking Netflix is fair as fuck because billions of people have fucking Netflix. Now, yo, this $20 shit that they pushing, they can eat.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's $20 a year, which I'm like, all right, $20 a year, I don't mind. Knowing that, you know, I can make shows freemium and stuff like that. But the issue is my metrics. Like, when you go to work, you want to know your productivity. You want to know, like, how much you can do. And you know what you can do during the day. But with Apple, what they're saying is, hey, pay us. But what you're going to do is instead of putting it on your hosting platform, put it on ours. But it's like, wait a minute. Like, and that's like counter. Yeah, you get to keep it. I don't want you having the rights over my shit as a result of it being freemium or a premium show. That requires you, the person who runs the podcast or the show, to go and say, you know what? Even though I put my shit on Anchor or I put it on Red Circle, I put it on Buzzsprout or whatever you put your podcast on, now I have to sign into Apple and put this particular episode on the paywall versus saying, you know what? I'm going to link this into my Patreon account and say, you know what? Fuck it. This is a bonus episode. With Red Circle, it allows us to say, hey, this is a bonus episode. You have to actually go to Red Circle and figure out, hey, do I want to hear the premium content? And it works that way. I think that's a better model. Apple pretty much saying that they're going to, you know, it's protected by the digital rights management shit like that. That is just their way of saying we're going to scan your audio to make sure that you're not doing anything. So I'll give you a clue into what that means when it comes to digital rights management. Since digital rights management means that you will have to submit your shit to Apple, you can no longer, like with me, for example, with Dope and Up, I can't go and say, you know what? Dope and Up is going to be in the premium shows and I can play music or play YouTube clips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The reason why, with digital rights management, they can go and scan your audio to make sure that you're not playing audio from other sources like CBS or Fox news clips and things like that. And it's not for the smaller podcasts. It's for people like Joe Rogan and NPR, who will play audio clips from paid like services. Say, for example, I'm trying to think of like a show that play, like, say, for example, there's a show that goes and they play an audio clip from the news, like the trial that happened this week. If they play that audio clip, Apple can say, you know what? Because this is a premium show and you're getting, you know, you're being paid for and you're protected under the digital rights management, but you can't play that audio because it's owned by Fox. It's owned by CNBC. As a result, that shit gets flagged and the episode gets taken down. And since it gets taken down, guess who doesn't get money?
Us.
The shit is spooky. I just really hope people like take into account nothing's actually free, including stereo, when they tell you like, oh, yeah, well, for the first year, we won't take any fees, but then we'll give you 30%. I can tell you that's a fucking lie. When they were doing contests, it took them 2 weeks to pay people. And then even then, you didn't get your full amount. They taxed the shit out of that. With all due respect, shout out to Stereo. Y'all are doing good what you can do. But the thing is, do the things you're supposed to do. They say, you know what? We done branded up for 4 months. We done got tired of paying motherfuckers for their content. And since they stopped paying, people's content starting to, it's just trash. It is trash. I listened to a Married at First Sight like recap while it was fucking happening. I was like, yo, you're actually ruining the show. I thought y'all were talking about, like, I go in not knowing that on Wednesday night they're doing this Married at First Sight review. They're doing the review with the TV on. I was like, so now I have to hear you and hear the TV and they're cackling and laughing and shit like that. I was like, come on now. This is not quality content. That's not shit I pay for. Imagine paying Netflix. Right now I paid them $19.08. Pay them $19 a month, and all of a sudden, they decide, you know what? We're going to pull all your favorite shit. That honestly, they've been doing that. All my favorite shit, Netflix is like, hey, you got a month to watch it, and we're just going to cancel this shit. I was like, yo, but the thing is, if I cancel Netflix now, like, it's an essential thing for me. Eventually, they're going to, like, have something that I want. So I keep Netflix. That's just the only reason I keep Netflix. Eventually, there'll be a movie or a show or a documentary that I will want to see. But when it comes to subscriptions like Stereo, it's like, yo, I know, I just know not. Because a lot of people on Stereo, you can see their actual, like, the episode of what they're going to talk about. Like, oh, so y'all just going to talk about nothing. Cool. I'm with that. I'm with the bullshit. But not for 6 hours, not for 45 minutes where y'all are sitting there making yourselves drinks and talking. Because trust me, I've already got my drink. And when I'm ready for the show tonight, and what, how much longer we got? It is, we're 40 minutes into the show. So yeah, when we get to this premium shit and I have all my things I want to talk about, it's going to go left real quick, real quick.
Yeah, I just want people to keep up their quality. If you ask them, mm-hmm. people to subscribe to your show, please come with the show. Don't be looking over your shoulder and looking at other podcasters for a topic. It's some people out here really coming with it and creating something for them, and for somebody to come off and bite off of that because they just don't want to put the effort into it, I think that's lame. So please, if you asking people to subscribe, give them a show, be consistent. Don't waste their money, you know, just because y'all getting a lot of government IRS issued money and all this stuff right now. Y'all think y'all just have it and it's always going to be in your account. It's not. So just spend your money on something worth it. Greg and I would appreciate y'all coming through for the second show, which will be in the next 11 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll do another show and start up here, which will be fan base only. So you come through, it will be a show based upon 10 ways women become men repellent. Okay, and I will be breaking down 10 ways women become men repellent. Right now, it's just a weekly rant that needed to be had. Some other things that I wanted to talk about besides Apple and Stereo is the fact that if you plan on traveling, the prices is going to go way up for rental car. They're trying to do at least 300% in some states. Food products is about to go up in price because people still not showing up for work or coming to work because of this pandemic. So they're trying to get their money out of the people that's buying their products. So that's about to go up. It's a shortage on dealerships having cars. They selling a lot of their cars off their lots because people not buying them up. So I don't know. It's okay for right now. This time. You know, everybody's comfy right now. But if you don't prepare a plan for what you want to do to keep some income coming in, to balance out what you're spending out, it's going to get shitty again. So just heads up, just prepare for that. Appointment setting for your doctor's appointments is changing, apparently, where you set an appointment months in advance. And if you don't second confirm a couple of days before the appointment, they canceling that shit without telling you. So that's why when you had hit me up and you was like, call me. And I was like, I can't call you right now. I'm having a mom child issue. I took off of work, scheduled in the middle of my day to take the girls to the dentist appointment, both of them at the same time. And it's hard to get them scheduled together. And I got to the motherfucking dental office and the bitch tells me, over the counter, we canceled. We took them off the schedule. We canceled that appointment. I said, why would you cancel the appointment? She was like, oh, we called Friday for you to second confirm that you are coming and we didn't get an answer. So we just took it off the schedule. I said, I wanted to tell her to bring her ass outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard of, okay, you schedule an appointment. You don't show up, we go to charge you $50. That I've heard of. But I ain't never heard of no second confirm, you don't answer, so we completely take your ass off the schedule. So that shit pissed me off. I had to call like 15 different dentists to see, one, if they had any time that they could see them before June. And two, if they took their insurance, because dental offices are being very picky about who they're taking insurance from right now. So that was irritating, but I found the one. So I rescheduled it. And I wanted to get into this just to clear the air, because this has been a shit show for Greg as far as people asking for a favor because they don't know how to do something. And it is being overextended to the point where you're taking more of my time and this is not benefiting me in any way. And you're not offering anything in return where you're providing something out of this for me as a resource. Don't ask nobody to do something for you that you cannot do, and you don't tell them realistically how long or how many times you're going to need them to do this thing, because you have to be respectable about other people's fucking time. That I don't sit around all day waiting for somebody to need me. I have other people priority wise that need me. So if you ask me for a favor, let this be that one time. If you need to have somebody repeatedly to come with you for how many sessions you need somebody to record, write, create, do whatever, then you need to hire somebody. And there are apps for that. Yeah. I hate when people take advantage of other people's time because they're good people. That shit gets on my fucking nerves, and people need to stop that shit. If you need a favor, ask for the favor and let it be that one time. If you need somebody to teach you how to do something yourself, say, hey, when you get some free time, can you teach me how to do this shit? But what you're not about to do is assume someone is always going to say yes to you because they're a good individual every fucking time you need something, because you're too fucking lazy to hire somebody to do what the fuck you need.
Oh, like I'll just say this really quick. The price of the brick went up for me. I mean this shit. The reason why I say this, and I'm gonna be really, really brief about it. I will give anybody anything I can possibly give them if they want it and they can show that they deserve it. Meaning, like, you know, there's some type of gratitude. If it's not to me, it's to yourself. Like, knowing that you'll do twice the amount of work that I did to help you to actually get it done. A lot of the times I never see that shit. It's like, okay, like, Greg, can you help me with this? Yes, I will definitely help you. And then it's like, well, Greg helped me and he'll get me through it. That shit stopped. That shit stopped literally 2021. Actually, 2020. Now that we're going back to it. Then recently, you know, we talked about the thing we talked about in the premium show. If you want to hear that test premium show, that was last Saturday. You can feel free to go and listen to that if you would like to. But basically what I'm saying to, like, kind of wrap this portion of what I'm about to say up is this. Not only has the price gone up, no more free game. I've gotten to the point where ain't no more free game. Like, the advice from now on for Greg is, did you Google it first? Because a lot of the shit that people ask me, you can Google that, which is wild. I had a boy ask me, he was like, yo, like, I've always wanted to start a podcast. You know, I got my stereo. How do I take my stereo stuff and make it a podcast? I was like, yo, like, what? Like, I was like, yo, did you follow us? Didn't you not listen to, like, the four fucking shows where we talked about how to do that? Four shows. And that's not, I mean, I wasn't trying to be upset or, like, anger him or nothing like that. It was like, oh, like, at some point, have you ever had somebody, like, give you advice and you're listening to it in the moment, but it just goes completely out of your fucking head the moment you leave the room? That's what it be feeling like sometimes. Like, I'm giving you something.
Let me say this. The most amazing thing about a motherfucking podcast is when you miss something, guess what you can do? You can rewind it. You can start it the fuck over. And you can play it 3 times, 5 times, 10 times until you get it right. But what you're not going to do is disrespect me by asking me something that I made a whole fucking episode about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's the thing. You and I have over 300 episodes. I guess what's the beauty of you and I, like, not only working together, but just, like, even separate. There will never be a moment where we don't have content. Like, you have content for days, I have content for days. And then with the world the way it is, there's always something to talk about. So there's never a dull moment for it. So there's that. But, oh shit, we got 2 voicemails. We got 5 minutes before we go into premium. So I will shut up. I've said what I need to say.
Playing, walk that walk.
How do you start the podcast? That's a good ass question.
What's good? We not discussing that. We did an episode on that. If you DM me, I'll send you the link for the episode.
Yeah.
Yo, Greg, my question is this. Who are y'all? Are y'all subscribed to anybody?
Unfortunately.
You and she got it. Just asking.
Yeah. We talked about that. Oh, go ahead. Basically, I've... Oh, go ahead. My bad.
I'm not subscribed to anybody on here because I'm not on here throughout the day. I can't say I'm going to come back and listen to something. I feel it would be like I'm just basically throwing money because I want to throw money at you to support you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to come back and listen to your show because I can't give you a definite that I'm going to make time during my day when I'm working or I have the girls where I can listen to a show.
Yeah. Me, I guess I've subscribed to people who honestly have never stepped foot into our shows. And the reason why is because it's just support. It's like, you know what? I see you doing good. So continue to do good. And then they see it. And it's like, okay, that person went and subscribed to me. Let me go and check out one of their things. Even if they don't, that's fine. I did what I could do. Especially if you're giving good content. But what I don't do is continue to subscribe to bullshit. So if I know for a fact that I subscribe and I do listen in and it's just bluff, fuck that. Yeah. The same situation with the OnlyFans. I can't do it. I won't fucking do it. And I suggest anybody else not do the same. Yo, like the ones that are $5 a month, that's coffee. Starbucks is expensive. I would rather buy coffee than listen to somebody's bullshit ass conversation. And that's me being completely honest.
That's a fact. All right, let me do this run through before we get out of here. We will have the second half of the show. We played all the comments. We got one more on here. Our subscription to the second half of the show. And if you want to listen to our fans only shows, it's $3 between the both of us. Loud Mouth Stereo, you can donate on Red Circle for whatever you want to donate. You can follow us on Stereo, Clubhouse, IG, Twitter, and your podcast platform. Young Black and Bothered is on the podcast platforms. She Gets It Pod is on the podcast platforms. Next up, we will be doing the second half of the show. Come through if you want to come through. Again, the topic is 10 ways women become man repellent. If you do not want to be on all platforms, do not come through the show and speak because we will be using it on our podcast platforms. Meaning, absolutely, this recording will be on Young Black and Bothered. This recording will be on She Gets It Podcast, okay? But I want y'all to come through if y'all want to come through. It's kind of like having like a private session show where we just talk and about whatever. We'll go ahead and play your messages and all of that. But we just wanted to be realistic about the subscription. We got 1 minute. Go ham. Anything, Greg, before I play this?
Nope.
See what I mean? I was just asking a question, but I get it, I guess.
Okay.
I'd answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how do you start the podcast? You start the podcast by going to How to Start a Podcast on our episode that we did.
But I'll end the episode with this. I'm going to end the episode with this. The best way to get good advice is to pay for it. And a lot of free information we've already given. Any new information, you got to pay for. Why? The brick went up. Officially, ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to part one of the Loud Mouth Stereo. You want to fuck with us? Fuck with us. We will see you over at the other side.
Yes.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.